Good evening. The Secretary General and the President will make statements about the meeting which has just ended, and then they'll be happy to take a few questions. Secretary General.
Good evening. We have just had an important meeting with President Poroshenko on the grave crisis in Ukraine. Russia is now fighting against Ukraine, in Ukraine. Russian troops and Russian tanks are attacking the Ukrainian forces. And while talking about peace, Russia has not made one single step to make peace possible. Instead of de-escalating the crisis, Russia has only deepened it. What is happening in Ukraine has serious implications for the security and stability of the whole Euro-Atlantic area. We stand united in our support of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders. We strongly condemn Russia's repeated violations of international law. Russia must stop its aggressive actions against Ukraine, withdraw its thousands of troops from Ukraine and the border regions, and stop supporting the separatists in Ukraine. We call on Russia to reverse its illegal and illegitimate self-declared annexation of Crimea, which we do not and will not recognize. This is the first time since the end of World War II that one European country has tried to grab another's territory by force. Europe must not turn away from the rule of law to the rule of the strongest. This is vital for peace and security in the world. Ukraine has been an important and distinctive NATO partner for many years. We highly value Ukraine's contributions to our operations and the NATO Response Force. Ukraine has stood by NATO. Now, in these difficult times, NATO stands by Ukraine. Our support is concrete and tangible. We have established a comprehensive and tailored package of measures so that Ukraine can better provide for its own security. We will focus on cyber defense, logistics, and command control and communications. We will also help with rehabilitation for troops injured in the conflict. We will provide advice to help Ukraine with defense reforms. And allies will assist Ukraine with around 15 million euro through NATO. And in addition to that, we have heard several announcements of bilateral assistance financially and in other ways. An independent, sovereign, and stable Ukraine, firmly committed to democracy and the rule of law, is key to Euro-Atlantic security. That is NATO's goal, and I know that that is your goal too, Mr. President.
Thank you very much indeed, dear Secretary General, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really glad to let you know that we had opened a very substantial discussion on NATO-Ukraine Commission Summit today. I never feel such a strong, enormous support, but all the leaders of the countries, head of the government, and the representative of the people of the NATO member states, as it was demonstrated today for Ukraine. It is definitely a landmark event at the highest level during the 20-year history of the partnership between Ukraine and NATO. This partnership has always been an essential factor for the international and regional security and stability. The security and stability which are brutally undermined by Russian aggression and every single head of state and head of the government stress the importance of unity and solidarity in Ukraine, with Ukraine, the NATO should demonstrate today. From the very beginning of his hostility, Alliance has been standing by Ukraine, supporting it politically and practically to the maximum extent possible. This stance was reaffirmed today by the head of states and government of NATO member states today. This is highly valued. And we are also grateful to NATO and individual allies for the practical help and assistance provided to Ukraine in the recent months. Humanitarian assistance of the civilian population affected by the armed conflict, advisory support, which is already work for Ukraine, medical treatment of the injured Ukrainian servicemen, etc. At the meeting, many allies declared additional practical support to Ukraine to be provided on the bilateral basis, including commitments to contribute newly established defense capacity building trust funds, and also, which is very important, to rehabilitate the injured Ukrainian servicemen, bilateral military technical cooperation on non-lethal and lethal items. Friend in need is a friend indeed. And that was a very strong demonstration of the solidarity with Ukraine. Completely new security situation created by this aggression calls for our joint action to counter the emergent security challenges, including the hybrid warfare threats, and thus shape a new strategic framework of the NATO-Ukraine cooperation. We held a frank exchange of views on current and future NATO-Ukraine relations in this new security environment. We agreed that our further cooperation will be focused on the achieving full interoperability between Ukraine and NATO and developing joint capabilities in military, defense, and security sector. We will strengthen our intensive cooperation with NATO in defense and security sector through the development and capacity building programs focusing on reform of Ukrainian armed forces and other security structures and elements. The second important element of the new NATO-Ukraine cooperation strategic framework is Ukraine participation in partnership interoperability initiative. This will allow us to maintain a high level of the interoperability between Ukraine and NATO forces achieved through the continuous participation of our national contingent in the NATO-led mission and operating joint military exercises NATO Response Force. Last but not least, element of our new framework, further deepening of NATO-Ukraine distinctive partnership. We consider this partnership to be an integral part of Ukraine-European integration course. Remaining commitment with the implementing of wide-ranging EU integration-related reform, Ukraine will further pursue the goal of the through annual national program for NATO-Ukraine cooperation along with other existing tools and mechanisms. Such an approach will create necessary synergy between Ukraine-European integration and Euro-Atlantic cooperation task. Thank you very much for your attention.
We'll start with Unian.
Ukrainian News Agency, Union, I have a question for both High Representative. For Ukrainian President, what is your vision for Ukrainian way to become a NATO member? Do you have any time frame? And for Secretary General, how NATO can help Ukraine to become member NATO? Thank you.
If you're looking for the annual program for cooperation with NATO, so most significant part of this reform dedicated not only to the security sector, but to the economy, rule of law, anti-corruption, and different others. And I think that this is a key important factor for Ukraine to demonstrate the great achievement in this reform. And that's why I said that the the war on the east of the country is not excuse for not providing the reform in the country. And that's why the next week we will present it, the program of the reform, which was developed by the in the strong cooperation with the European Union and NATO. And I think that the new parliamentary election will help us a lot for accelerate the reform process. And when the country would be adequate to the criteria for the membership, the Ukrainian people will decide when and how it happened.
And let me pick up on that, because it is exactly for the Ukrainian people to decide and the Ukrainian political leadership to decide how to develop its further future relationship with NATO. But whatever decision, it is of utmost importance to improve our ability to work and operate together. And this is exactly the reason why we are focusing on reforming and modernizing the Ukrainian armed forces, develop the security sector, raise standards to NATO level, and that will be a focal point within the NATO-Ukraine Commission and the annual national program and the trust funds we have decided to establish.
Kiev Post, please.
Mikola Sirup from Ukrainian Daily Day. My question to the Secretary General. Secretary General, what do you think, excluding military options, I mean supply of lethal military equipment to Ukraine, how can be Ukrainian crisis? Indeed, it's not Ukrainian crisis, it's Russian aggression. You mentioned it. How can be this Russian forces carried back or put back for their border to Russia, and Crimea can be returned back to Ukraine? How can it be resolved without military option, without supplying military equipment for Ukraine, badly needed for Ukrainian forces? Thanks.
Honestly speaking, I don't think anyone would like war or armed conflict to solve this issue. We do believe that the best way forward would be to find a political solution. And to facilitate such a political solution, I firmly believe that the international community must respond determinedly if Russia were to intervene further in Ukraine, respond through deeper, broader, tougher economic sanctions that would definitely hurt Russian economy and isolate Russia further.
Channel 1 plus 1.
I have a question for Ukrainian president in Ukrainian, if excuse me. Пане президенте, скажіть, чи були якісь домовленості із окремими країнами-членами Альянсу про, власне, постачання Україні зброї? І мова йде про нелетальну зброю, чи високоточну, чи іншу зброю, якої потребує українська армія? Чи є вже такі домовленості? Дякую. І можете ще уточнити з приводу 15 мільйонів євро, які через НАТО, через різні програми мають надійти до України у рамках цього пакету, на що конкретно вони плануються бути витраченими? Дякую.
Перш за все, я хотів би подякувати всім країнам-учасникам сьогоднішнього саміту за дуже потужну підтримку, в тому числі і фінансову, яку вони сьогодні задекларували, взявши на себе зобов'язання щодо наповнення 4 трастових фондів, які в першу чергу присвячені важливим напрямкам з української безпеки. Це є і вдосконалення логістики, це є вдосконалення системи командування, це і покращення комунікацій і організації кіберзахисту України. Є конкретні країни, які взяли на себе відповідальність за координацію цих фондів, і всі без виключення учасники сьогоднішнього саміту взяли на себе зобов'язання щодо наповнення. Крім того, фактично кожна країна констатувала результат наших двосторонніх консультацій щодо допомоги Україні. І в першу чергу це стосується допомоги у військово-технічній співпраці, причому як non-lethal, так і lethal weapons, включаючи високоточну зброю. Окремі країни взяли на себе забезпечення реабілітації поранених українських військовослужбовців. Частина країн взяла постачання медичного обладнання та ліків. І ви бачите, що сфера нашої співпраці на двосторонньому рівні з країнами-членами є надзвичайно широкою. Хочу ще раз підкреслити, що в фінальній резолюції будуть слова щодо заохочення двосторонньої співпраці, в тому числі і в воєнно-технічній сфері. Дякую.
Bloomberg, at the back.
Jim Neuger from Bloomberg. I'm right here. First, a question for President Poroshenko about the Minsk talks tomorrow. How do you see the prospects for an actual ceasefire? And why are you entering this process now? Don't you fear this would leave you with a frozen conflict? And if I could ask the Secretary General to assess Mr. Putin's peace initiative, is it genuine or a smokescreen?
Look, Ukraine is fighting for peace. Ukraine was not initiator of war. Ukraine are object of the aggression. And we try to do our best for immediate stop the aggression and to immediate stop the fire. Why? Because it is exactly Ukraine who pay the highest price every single day, losing the lives of their soldiers, innocent civilian, and me as a president of Ukraine are ready to do my best to stop the war. And why I have a careful optimism for tomorrow meeting of the trilateral contact group in Minsk, because beforehand it was the statement of the Russian authorities and the Russian president. And it was in response the statement of the leaders of so-called Luhansk and Donetsk People's Republic that they are ready for immediate ceasefire. And now it is very important to have a support of the OSCE for the monitoring and verifying mission and to immediate release the hostages, which is legally kept by the terrorists, and put the situation under control on the Ukrainian-Russian border and withdraw all the Russian troops. I think this is a very tough challenge before the very important political negotiation, taking into account that the question of the Ukrainian sovereignty, Ukrainian territorial integrity, and Ukrainian independence is not a question for negotiation.
If recent statements from President Putin represent a genuine effort to find a political solution, I would welcome it, because that's exactly what we need, a constructive political process. However, what counts is what is actually happening on the ground, so it remains to be seen what it is. And I have to say that previously we have seen similar statements and initiatives, and they have actually just been a smokescreen for continued Russian destabilization of the situation in Ukraine. So based on experience, we have to be cautious in our assessment. But again, let me say that if we are witnessing genuine efforts to find a political solution, I would welcome it.
Thank you very much. Good evening.